In Grand Junction, Colorado, a granite tablet of the Ten Commandments has been displayed in front of City Hall for more than 40 years. Tonight, the Grand Junction City Council will vote on whether to remove the tablet. At issue is whether government has the right to display the Ten Commandments on public property. Colorado Public Radio's Laura Carlson reports.
Grand Junction isn't one of those ritzy resort towns Colorado is famous for. It's west of the mountains, in high desert canyon country near the Utah border. The town was once dependent on mining and has suffered through two major mining busts. This time, it's not an industry causing the trouble. It's a piece of stone inscribed with the Ten Commandments.
And it probably sat about right here where we're standing. And it was in a flower bed that had some big old trees all around it and stuff like that.
Jeff Basinger, a 30-year resident, says the tablet didn't bother him much when it was hidden by shrubs near the old City Hall. Now that it's been moved near the doors of the new City Hall building, he says it sends a disturbing message.
It really indicates that the City Council and City Government of Grand Junction is endorsing Christianity, Judeo-Christianity as its preferred religion.
Basinger is part of a task force trying to get the tablet removed from city property. The American Civil Liberties Union has agreed to sue if that doesn't happen. In a town like Grand Junction, it's a daring move. This community is the hub of rural western Colorado, where ranchers, farmers, and conservative politics still hold sway. At a cafe across the street from City Hall, Santo Bertuzzi and his wife, Belle, weighed in over lunch.
Should stay. It's clearly part of our heritage, and it's been there for more than 40 years.
If they don't like it, they don't have to look at it, but if they do look at it, no matter what faith they are, it's not going to hurt them to read it, and it's good for everybody.
It's unclear whether Grand Junction can legally keep the tablet where it is. In 1995, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled that a similar monument could stay in a park near the state capitol, in part because it was there in a historical context, along with several war monuments. But the stone in Grand Junction stands alone, and critics say that makes it an unconstitutional endorsement of religion. Even so, Councilman Earl Payne says the city should stand firm and leave the Ten Commandments alone.
And if we have to be sued, then we have to be sued. And we'll just let the cards fall when they may, and however it works out, well, that's fine. But I don't want to have this city roll over and play dead.
Meaning move the tablet. Another councilman, Jim Spehar, says it's not that easy. He says leaving the monument as is would apparently violate the Constitution. And Spehar says the council can't ignore that, just because most people want the tablet to stay.
The oath of office we take doesn't say anything about majority rule. You know, we swear to uphold the Constitution of the state and the Constitution of the United States and the rule of law. And we're going to have to remember that in the process.
In the late 1950s, hundreds of these monuments were placed on government property all over the U.S. A fraternal group, the Eagles, donated them, with help from the filmmaker Cecil B. DeMille, who wanted to promote his movie, The Ten Commandments. In Indiana, a group defending another tablet donated by the Eagles has petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the case. Their attorney, Frank Mannion, with the American Center for Law and Justice.
The Ten Commandments, as part of Western civilization, as part of our culture, as part of particularly of our legal culture and legal heritage, are a perfectly acceptable secular component of that culture.
Mannion expects the court to take the case and rule within the next 2 years. But that's not soon enough for Grand Junction. The city council will decide tonight whether to move the monument, leave it alone and go to court, or possibly add historical items to help it withstand a legal challenge. For NPR News, I'm Laura Carlson in Grand Junction, Colorado.